The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Shannon Joyce, how nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me this morning.
How are you?
Good. Great. Thank you.
We spoke on the Late Late Show.
We did.
You had Roisin with you at that stage. Is she still three?
I left her at home. She stole my limelight the last time everybody was talking about her.
Just leave her
home. Yeah, I just left her.
She shouldn't be
shouldn't be interfering,
cutting
really,
in on
she?
Your... how's she doing? She's still three, she is.
She's still three. Well, she's kind of three going on 23.
Yeah.
She's absolutely the most dramatic little three-year-old you'd ever meet in your life.
But She's good.
She's good. She's good. Keeping me on my toes.
You're 25 years old.
I am.
You're from Youghal.
Yep.
And because we were in Cork today, we wanted to catch up and see how you're doing. Just if we could just go back just a few steps to remind people why you're here in some ways, because you were 19 years old, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I think just briefly, you found a lump.
Yeah, so I had found a lump in my groin in kind of the summer of 2014. And through the jigs and reels of it, it turned out that it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I was diagnosed with stage 3 lymphoma at 19. Took very well to my chemotherapy, went through the treatment and everything, and came out the other side, thankfully. Went on, met my partner Barry, went on to live a very normal life, had Roisin, and then 5 years almost to the date, I found the same lump in the exact same place.
Didn't the original doctor suggest it was an ingrown hair?
Yeah, so an ingrown hair. And then when that kind of wasn't going away, they were saying, oh, maybe you've given yourself an infection, so you've kind of got swollen glands or swollen nodes.
Well, what were you doing? Were you vomiting or sweating?
Yeah, so back then I suppose I was very symptomatic, so I was fatigued, I was losing weight, I was kind of getting like night sweats, but probably not really taking much notice of them. So I had a lot of symptoms, but like probably I was vomiting a lot, like every day I couldn't eat, you know, so that's why we were saying she's obviously losing weight because of that. But it turns out that that's literally the symptoms of the lymphoma.
So you came through that. And 5 years to the day, you got news to say it's not good.
Yeah, so July again, 2019, I had just started a new role in my job, my current job. So I'd started a new role and...
As what? Tell us what you were doing.
So it was a corporate relationship manager. I'd just gotten the job. I'd worked in Leia Healthcare in sales for 2 years. So I was fighting my way to get into corporates, and I finally got in and I started on the Monday. I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, went to Dublin for my first meeting. I thought, this is great. This is going so
well.
You're
on the road.
I'm on the road. I'm on the up. And then on the Wednesday night when I got home from Dublin, I wasn't feeling well, found the lump, and I was biopsied that Friday. I actually met my professor Seamus O'Reilly on the Thursday evening. He organised a biopsy within 12 hours and I got biopsied, and unfortunately those results came back probably a little bit over a week later, and they said, they rang and they said, look, do you want to come up for your results? We have them. And you know when they say that it's not great news. If it was okay, they'd say, look, you're fine, you're in the clear, you're fine. And they said to me, do you want to pop up to us there up in the Mercy? We have your results. And I said, no, it's fine, you can tell me over the phone. I kind of had a gut feeling, I kind of knew. And Professor Riley wasn't entirely pleased with the lump. He said it was a very full lump, you know, if it was just an infected lymph node again or something like that, it would be grainy. That's how he described it. But he said it was quite a full lump, so we had to biopsy it, and unfortunately it came back again. So I had my scans and it was stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma,
which is where you are now.
Yeah.
How did you process that? 5 years on, you were just about to start, you know, Roisin was thriving, you feel, knocked that out of the park.
Yeah.
Time to get going with my life, and then you get hit over the head with this
club and it kind of definitely knocks you back. I felt like I literally took a step forward and really got knocked back 10, you know.
When I was in Crumlin and I was talking to parents of kids, I remember meeting one couple and I said, how are you guys like smiling and talking to each other and still going? And in fairness to them, they said, we are now, but you might see us in an hour. And we'll have our heads in our hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you the same? Because you seem such a... I've only met you a couple of times, but you seem to have such a happy demeanour that I can't... I just can't see you really upset, if you know what I'm saying. But you must be.
Yeah, of course. Like, and you know, a lot of it is positive mental attitude. I really think that if you have a positive attitude, that's half the
battle. Do you believe that?
I really and truly do.
Okay.
Like, and I've kind of proven it to myself the last couple of weeks. So the last time I was up with you, I was saying that I was due to go in for a transplant in St. James's. So I went and I had had all that, and I got home, and there was kind of days where I literally felt like I couldn't get out of my pyjamas. And for about 4 days, I stayed in my pyjamas, and I was really, really low on myself. And as you know, I'm doing the whole Instagram thing, and I didn't take to Instagram. My phone was away, and I kind of shut myself off from the outside world. And it was only 4 days, but I felt very, very low. And Barry said to me, maybe try get up and just get dressed and have a shower today. And, you know, and then the more I kind of started doing normal things and putting a smile on my face and, you know, having people call to the house, I actually felt better. So
did you want people to call and normalise things?
Yeah, I had to kind of start trying to get back into routine and getting back into normality, because, you know, it was just a bit of a hectic Christmas. People wanted to call. I didn't want to see anybody. Yeah. And it was just a tough couple of weeks. But, you know, then I said, like, and in my head, I was genuinely gone quite low. And I said, no, you have to just take yourself out of this rut now. You know, it's time to get up, put on your big girl pants and move on with it. And I did, and I feel much, you know, I'm in a much happier place now already. So definitely your mental health and a positive mindset is half the battle.
Where is the cancer now, Shannon?
The cancer is good. It's no cancer cells at the moment, thank God. I have a scan the end of this month, and hopefully that scan, it's called your 100 days after transplant scan, so I have that, and hopefully that will say the same thing. And if it does, then we just keep going the way we're going, scan kind of every 3 months and make sure that it's kept at bay. But at the moment, there's no active cancer cells.
So is it looking good then?
Yeah, it's looking good. You're not getting rid of me.
I don't want to. Oh no, you're one of those people I love to see coming through the door because you're kind. And the last time you were on the show, you had no hair.
Yes.
Today you have and you were in the paper the other day for Daffodil Day, and you had no hair.
With no hair.
Today you have flowing, long, blonde locks.
I just like to confuse people. Yeah, it was funny.
I tell you what, it's good.
Yeah, no, it is. It's actually a very good hairpiece.
Where
did
you get that
one? It's a lady called Michelle from Amari Wigs. She's based in Middleton, but Michelle has actually been like,
it's really good.
A lot of support. She's been amazing. Amari Wigs in Middleton. That's where she's based. But she does house calls as well, so she's kind of all around the Cork.
Fair play, because it's like you're obviously happy wearing that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's funny, I was up, we had the launch, I'm an ambassador for the Irish Cancer Society, and we had the launch of Daffodil Day last Friday.
Yeah.
So when I walked into the room, there were these big posters. We made the front of the Independent, myself and Roisin. It was just mental. There was pictures everywhere, but I had no hair in any of them. So then at the end of the Daffodil Day, I was going up to give a speech, and I walked up with a full head of hair, and I was saying, people are going to be like, who's this girl? Because she's not the girl that's in the paper.
And here she is.
Yeah.
Did you hope to, I mean, with Instagram, do you find that it's a sort of comfort or an outlet, or how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like it's been an amazing platform of support for me.
Great.
And I feel, because you do feel a little bit useless in all this, you know, you're kind of wondering, what am I going to do? And I want, like, this is the second time it's happened. I wanted to raise awareness. I wanted to let people know that you have to go and get your smear test. You have to go and get your prostate screenings. You have to go and get yourself checked, because if you don't help yourself, then you can't be helped. So if you're skipping your screenings and you're skipping these routine things, like, and it does come knocking on your door, it could have been prevented. And with cancer, early detection is the most important thing. It's vital. It really is. It can save your life. So I kind of said, right, let's try and make a difference. Let's try and make people aware that cancer doesn't discriminate. I'm 25. By the time I was 24, I had 2 stage 3 cancer diagnoses. I've gone through chemotherapy twice. I've had transplants. You know, it does happen. And I'm not like a smoker. I don't drink a lot. I'm quite healthy, you know. I would say active, but I haven't been very active the last couple of months.
I
mean, but
you're,
you know,
to be.
I do take care of myself. I work. I'm just normal, and it's happened to me twice. So I just said, let's take social media and give a real insight to cancer and what it does to a young family.
The Cancer Society are really lucky to have you,
And I'm lucky to have them. We are very lucky as a country to have them.
So Daffodil Day, Friday, 27th of March. Cancer.ie, if you want to get involved in that. You're on Instagram as big_C_and_me. It's a lot of underscoring.
Just to complicate it.
Well, let's do a picture together after this for that, and I'll put on mine too, so that we can share the good news. Shannon, it's so good to see you. You've got your folks in with you, so let's say hello to them after the show, and good luck to you and to Roisin and the gang at home.
Thank you very much.
Don't be a stranger now.
I won't.
Good to see you. Shannon Joyce joining us live here. And thank you so much in the Cork studios. It's 3 minutes to 10 o'clock.